修，刚也多些年中啊，大我东西方便，方便就能点赞吧，我那么点老讲赞的。我也怎么了呀？工作的累死我了。你他这样子的人呀，那么些也没有人对，现在的兄弟的，哪个他做过来？你这没白给了我哟。
So, to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. So good evening to everyone. The weather is a little bit scary tonight, so I hope you didn't have any difficulty on the road coming here. If there had been a lot of thunder and lightning, perhaps we would have had a break tonight, just in case, but here we are. So sometimes at Sarah, when it was time for debate, if we saw like clouds gathering, thinking, oh, it's going to rain, we would think like, oh, yes, we're going to get a vacation for free today. Like, we don't have to go. But then sometimes they'd still end up ringing the bell and we'd be kind of disappointed that we didn't get our day off. And sometimes we'd all gather together there, and then it wasn't possible to do it, so we would end up just returning home, like right away, all the rain coming down. But in terms of the weather, we need to gather here together. We're able to, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, 땅 아람소 곰잡아 때, 대린 곰잡아, 아니, 가르세 거래.
Today for our meditation, we'll be doing a little bit of like addition, you could say, or some math, some calculations in terms of thinking about over the course of my day, from the time that I got up until now, what sort of good things have I done and what sort of bad things have I done, reflecting upon the kind of actions that we've taken and sort of calculating how many things would go in the good column versus the bad column. For those who have taken like vows of ordination, this is generally a nightly practice to kind of review and see what sort of things have I done that were virtuous, that accorded with my vows, or those things that transgressed my vows. I'm asking you to do the same kind of thing of reflecting upon your day from the time that you got up until you're here now, what sort of calculating, what kind of good things have I done and what sort of not so good things have I done. So let's please all reflect on that.
Yeah, thank you. Ta kerang so tum zin jam ne kag mang chong nas. Ya gat mang chong ya re wa yu.
So in doing this kind of calculation, how was it for you? I hope that there were more good things than bad.
Ani ngarang tum zin jam ong du ni ta ya ga ye ka sha chung sha tu ka sha chung sha mang che yek tu ni ga ma yem bet ne mang che ten de re sha ta ngarang.
So as for myself, I've done some things that were good, some things that were bad, but I would say mostly it's kind of neither of those, just sort of neutral activities that have taken up my day. So as for the bad things, today we went and had to gather up lots of branches that had fallen and cut them and so forth. And so going on the grass, it's inevitable that I killed some bugs. So that definitely falls into the bad category.
Oh, that's interesting. And it's that the this something where the carachene chigugena sambina. Then I don't know any.
So here, if we have a kind of acceptance of a karma, cause and effect, or we have a belief in that, then sort of calculating or looking at our positive and negative actions, I mean, we have a kind of certainty that when we do things that are positive, that is going to lead to positive results. And if we do things that are negative, that's going to lead to negative results. And so based upon that kind of certainty and recognizing what we are doing throughout the day, if we actually kind of pay attention to this and look at, well, what am I doing with my body and my speech and my mind? How am I comporting myself by doing this kind of check-in at the end of the day to see how many negative actions of body and speech we have done? This will help us too, by sort of calculating or looking at those, make an effort to reduce the kind of negative actions of body and speech that we are doing. And so too, we should just, based upon that kind of calculating, make an effort to decrease those as much as we can. And so too, with respect to our mind, the level of afflictions that we have, recognizing them, paying attention to them throughout the day, we are then able to see, well, there are faults to these. Unless we see the kind of faults to giving rise to those various types of mind, jealousy and competitiveness and harmfulness and so forth, then we are not going to make an effort to decrease them. So this kind of method of calculating at the end of the day how many positive things we have done and how many negative things is something that is a good method for us to begin to change our behaviors. And this is something that comes to us from all the way back of to the Kadampa Lamas, including the famous Kadampa teacher Bengungyal.
Oda Bengungyal ge ngamange tangji shue shi yin ba oda Bengungyal te kharang den go ro ani ne mare re la ani chawa kar che me te gonda sam ba tang ne ani ne me kong la ya le ga tu cha chik che shue so ne ti u na go chi ta le ga ya go chi che to so ne ti u ka bo chi ta ani to ti u chi sa ani gonda chang ga che ta chang ga chang du ti u Makbu di maa chung yin na Ani ta lakba cha tiki dili juu ni Pei kung gyawa kyo ki chung maa song si ta kyo ki Ta mi tuku jang jang che ni si kyo ya wa chung maa song si ta song si Ta di tu xe ni khanzam ni ta di u kabu di maa chung yung du ki Kasi ta di u kabu di maa chung yin bai na Ani cha tiki dili juu xe ni Tsutim gyawa chung a si ta kong rang gizu ki ming di la Gizu si na cha ya ming di la Tsutim gyawa le gui wa yin bai так судим тяво чуа да сэнгине сэтэ чишёс отэнтэ сунгюе камёре тинэн синсян аран суета ане тус иманин рила такше та самсамна та таква чэтумна да якшёроа модумна самсамна тинэ сэтуена ане а пэнто юнгоре пегэти кагэлая томсим тэела тан нимик тесула нимик тонсонна ане томсим тэела па дис пэнто юнгоре Niming madona tamsim suiteng kirtung bimarawada.
So here, thinking about the kind of actions that we've done, this is something that this Master Peng Kungyal would do. In terms of his practice, the way that he did this was throughout the day, he had black pebbles and white pebbles. And so and most of you have probably heard this story, but he would sort of, for the actions as he was doing them, like at noon, if he did something bad, he would put a pebble in the black pile. And if he did something good, he'd put that in the white pile. And so at the end of the day, looking at the kind of calculation of what positive and negative actions he had done, if he had done more negative than positive, he would sort of reprimand himself, like taking this, you know, his left hand to his right and being like, you shouldn't do that, that's not good. And if he were able to, you know, by paying attention over time, have more positive actions that he had done, more white pebbles that had accumulated, he would take his other hand and sort of congratulate himself, sort of encourage himself. Like, yes, his ordained name was, I think, Sultrim Gyawa, and he would sort of encourage himself, like, yes, do that again. And so this is the kind of practice. It's best if we could do this all the time. But even if we can do this with fairly regularly, it's something that will really be beneficial to us in terms of the mind of kind of restraint. It is based upon seeing the defects of those kinds of negative actions and actually calculating them or paying attention to them that we are really able to refrain from doing them.
Oda digi di kasikor kom jagdan ti tang te ta di kom jagdan di wala ma ge di le jewa yuwa yin bin du nge ta di tuks kom jagdan tuks chewe yi.
So that's our meditation, as it has a little bit of a connection for with what we will be doing then tonight. That's why we did that meditation. So where we had left off was beginning with the verse, and this is from the root verses on the middle way, from the 24th chapter, the 40th verse, that says, but those who understand that things arise dependently see likewise suffering, and so forth.
Kangki 동아 용규요와 규 컨저직라 때네 데부 대화 용규요와 오 니기 군제게 땡진 때브라 중어티 약보 지 통화 임바이나 스타 통화 임바이나 군제게 땡제 땡은에 당내게 백에 디 통화 임바이나 딜라 때네 다 가 용구를 쓰나 오 워디 동아 당군 용수다 오다 디 용구리 예수고르다.
So here, beginning with this first line, and again, the English will be a little bit different, but those who understand that things arise dependently. So whoever it is, whatever person is able to see dependent and related arising. And here, when it says that things arise dependently, or whoever sees dependent origination, this is mainly referring to causal dependent origination in the sense of understanding. Well, what cause is it that leads to suffering? And what cause is it that leads to happiness? And so based upon that kind of understanding, then they understand or see what comes below.
So da ti ro recha ta mi ki tongye am jo go koye ta chile ki nyongye ta ta te zo su gu rege ta te zo go to la ju ta har zu ha go ro wa ju dile tenne ki te bu ti yung gu du ju dile tenne ki su ti yung gu du dile chama ha go go ro ta mi ki tongye ki te zo ta ju dile tenne su ti yung du ju di dang di tenna su ti yung gu du ju di dang tenna ta su ti ne ju wa tong ro gu du chama Hagorada, Sula Tembena, and the Tinashing Tala, Tinashing Tila, Tinashing Rola. What are the Sama? Chilogi, Sukhan Tirojala, Junjaga Tendet Yako, Jihakosona, Junjaga Tendet Yako, Jin Tanganzuta, Serik Jabachega, Sama, Taranta Deora, Titan, Titemna, Tayung, Titemna, Tayung, to Sama, Hagora, the Menso get so Titemna, Tayung, Titem, Sama, Horoa, what did they get Junja Chilo, the Yako, Tonsona? 신에 다 믿당 대주고 마동에게 땅 하란 주 동화당 그것에 마동에게 대화 세조라 원다 대줄 소자래야래다.
So here, in terms of those who see dependent origination, and then it gets into seeing the truth of suffering and the truth of the origin of suffering. And so here, those are kinds of truths that apply to us, right, in terms of causality and how we come about. But first, it's important to understand the kind of causal process with respect to the external world, right? We can see how it is that forms and sounds and smells and tastes and touch, we are able to perceive like the things that we see with our eyes. We can understand, oh, this cause leads to this result. The things that we hear, the things that we smell and taste, all of those kinds of objects, we can evaluate and see, oh, this comes about due to this cause. This is an effect of that. And so if we understand that well, then we can turn and kind of apply it to ourselves. I mean, this is what scientists are looking at when they examine various external objects. It is all based upon a certainty that there is causality and investigating that kind of causality. Like when they develop a medicine or something based upon understanding, oh, this leads to that. That's how they come to that kind of understanding. So once we can see that causality functions in the external world with respect to the things that we see and hear and taste and touch and so forth, we can then turn and look at the things that are unseen, that we aren't able to perceive in that way, and understand them as also being causally dependent.
What a dean, that chiloge, Junjag attended Tonya Tian, the Tinalone, Ju Yagalatene, Ju Kazu Yagbetsuj, Jebu Yaga Yunguya, Ju Kazu, Dugetsuj, Jebu Dugu Yunguya, Tanganzu Chilu, and Sukta Chiru Jarsena, and some Hagorata. Ju Yak Duke Wang, Jebu Yak Du Yunguya. Good quality, little dog, good thing, and the day or what? You get Yako to send them and that they would Yako him to go or what? They somehow have good dog. That they do the Ducha do, says one, and they and they would get Ducha young and the Hako do at it. Some chilo di, some Hako do out di, never Yako, new do, shine, that's also like a take to, keep him into, do not do, say to, that they let.
And
다 치료를 배시하는 약도구 관계 야가요나 야가도 두고 두용요네 다 소소 마통에 동아 나사 가라요에 임마나다 디 개블로 어딜라 교두고 지요와지 다 다셔요 임마다 디 임바윤디 신이 나란수 용대에게 동아 세계 등한수 성망 용대어라 동아고 고아도 선은 통연히 개요 말에 소로하게 용대어래 통연히 켜네요 말에 이나야 다 개블로라 다 동아도 용대어래 다디 개블로라 두 가려나 도지 자자자 타마유기래 도어도 가려나 성운도 다 신의 제세용도 개블로라 군중 세들레옹으로와
So just how, like in the external world, when we observe causality, we are aware, we can see with respect to the things that we see and taste and touch and so forth, that when there are good causes, when the materials, the things that make up that thing are good, then it's going to lead to a good result. And so too, if the sort of materials, the causes are bad, then it's going to lead to a bad result. We can establish this, we can find certainty in that with respect to the external world that we encounter through various objects. And once we have that kind of definitive certainty in the fact that certain causes, the cause accords with the kind of result that comes about, then we can turn to ourselves and our own sort of suffering. We don't see suffering, right? It's something that we experience. But just like in the external world, when we know that if something is comprised of bad things, if it has bad material, that make it up, it's going to be something that is bad or negative. And so too, if something is good, we all care about having a good quality thing, right? Well, for something to be good quality means that it comes from good causes. And so too, when it's something that we are able to experience, like our suffering, then we recognize that, well, it's something that has to come from a kind of a cause, right? We have that sort of certainty in the fact that our suffering must have a cause.
What a diggy, that's a dunga, the city, Catula, Nuate, Dunga, Dunga, Curia, Dunga, so Tangan, Hahorua. Then in Tine, Tanda Dunga, Tanda Dunga, maybe in a top top of Dunga, Ganga Chase, Yungu, Hahorua, Dian, Tanda Dunga, your mother, Yan, Topja, Dunga, the Ganga, Yungu, Hahoindu, that the Kanga Majum was sent to. 수부 디랑 할래 바 다랑 주민도 스티 수부 다랑 게 할래 온도기 디레가 수부 디레 왕게 땅 알아 내주 드라만다 체용 것도 마치 그저 시가데 수부 드레샤 아니 수부 디던 대배 거네 땅 안주 풍부 시엔트 소 여러와 니네지 풍부 다 디랑 길래 바 인도티 주민도 디랑 수부 디랑 배데 야고래면도 사면도 동아 동아 말에 규례 동아 말에 캬바토시 세등은에 다 동안은에 무엇에서나 보다 동아 은에 공에서나 어떻게 숨어라 담민라 캬바토시 보다 동아테서 당 무엇심바시 당 무엇이온디 신에 다테서 그네 중도 스장온디 아 당 동아 동아치 용디 동아 동아 용디 네 사탕 노샤 레가로와 사야테서 레가로와 사탕 노샤 쵸파치나 쵸파치 쳇탄디 노르샤 내가 저러와 고양 내 내가 대수 노르샤 내가 쳇탄디 노르샤 생한주 노랄 때네 동아티 총수 나 동아 동아티 총수 로로 내가 들 때네 근데 내가 디 쳇샤 다 내가 디 쳇샤 세고로하다 아니 되네 봐 아 그루에 동아 잡으신 배나 아니 칼라사타나 나한테 망차네 나샤 세고로하다 아직 동의에 잡으나 동차네 망샤 나샤 세월하고 누르니 당보다 신부도 때는 망보사 쟤는 망보사 나용으로 아니야 어디 쟤네게 내가 쟤한테 망차는가 나샤 내가로 하다 어때요 다 되게 수공 되게 내용들이네 결로라 가르쳐도 내가 가르쳐도 내가 내 답에 밀려 놓고 망보시고 자세네 직진은 내가 되게 독자 되게 인기를 삼삼치 내용들 신의 내가 Lunga lega tuksha mangu shebege debuti taso sol korengere sambaje leungurwa ondiwe nan deblogel legi kunjung segeti shine kunjung temba legi kunjung te sam tongo gorda
So here it is by thinking about our suffering experiences and looking for the kind of causes that lead to them that we then think about the origin of suffering. So we know that there are these different types of suffering that we experience. We can have the suffering of suffering or the suffering of transformation. Even beyond those kind of like suffering experiences that we have or those things wherein it seems like happiness, but it's actually just kind of a change in state. There is, even on top of that, we can think about, well, the real origin of our suffering is from having these, having this body and this mind, these appropriated, contaminated aggregates. Due to having taken these up, we have this kind of level of suffering that is neither that of the suffering of suffering nor the suffering of transformation, but rather is this pervasive suffering of conditioned existence. So we can see that all of these must have causes, right? When it comes to the suffering of suffering or sort of abject suffering. Maybe it's from having mistakenly eaten something we shouldn't have or done something wrong, and we now are experiencing some kind of suffering feeling. We're having an experience of suffering due to some sort of mistake in our conduct or our consumption or something like that. And we can see, too, that the suffering of transformation is something that has causes. Like, if we have some food that we think is really delicious, but then all of a sudden we eat too much of it, then that becomes suffering, right? Something that we thought was happiness transforms into a suffering experience. Or if we drink too much or something like that, we look at the ways in which those types of actions lead to a suffering result. And so too, when we experience some kind of pain, we can look at the fact that, well, this could be a result of my having harmed others in the past. When we experience some sort of sickness or difficulty or illness, we can trace those kinds of experiences to a cause. And when it comes to then looking at the origin of the contaminated appropriated aggregates, these that represent the suffering of pervasive conditioned existence, then here we can recognize that this comes from the origin of suffering, as in karma and the afflictions.
Nezug pegi rangsing tar tuwam rangsing nelu la ya mongpa tekona nyela mongpa marikpa yangmana lete le mongpa marikpa wota kuni marikpa de la tene ta lega tezu cher chugu worwa dosha she tang khongro tezu che yongro chug dosha go she tang khongro la tene ane lega ta manda tezu cher chugu oda lega tezu ta manda chebal tene shine tang zu duma segete le yongo indu ta Lady Kunjung Kevlolaya, Nyemon by Kunjung Tembati, Yovat Sine Hakorta.
So here, when it comes to the origin of suffering, we can talk about the origin in terms of both karma, our actions, and then the afflictions that drive those actions. So when we think about like the suffering of suffering or the suffering of transformation, we can generally identify the kind of action that we did that caused that. And this is generally driven by our craving, right? Like when we have a kind of craving for really tasty food, food, we end up eating too much of that and causing ourselves to suffer. And so when we look at, well, what is it that drives us? What is behind the kind of actions that we engage in that in turn lead to suffering experiences? Well, really behind those are our three poisons of delusion or ignorance, attachment, and anger. And really what is behind all of those is this kind of delusion or confusion, this ignorance with respect to the most subtle kind of nature of things or their mode of abiding, as well as the kind of ignorance with respect to karma, cause, and effect. So it is then the case that these afflictions are driven by or sort of backed by that fundamental ignorance, which in turn leads us to engage in various actions, and thereby we can identify these two origins of suffering, karma and the afflictions.
모두 대군이라야 아니 아 녀몸에 군중 땜베게 다 군제 삼바식라고 하러 아마 가사 그냥 녀몸 초게 군제 삼바식 다 그냥 녀몸 초서 이제 동아티 주 레당 녀몸 바 왕 중앙인 바인데 군이 군 군제 때라 그냥 녀몸 초게 군제라고 하다 군제식 모두 그냥 녀몸 초게 주 군중 땜발 때네 대부 동아 땜바 때 중에 군제 군대 참바치 띠띵 거래 다 되네 니바디 나 가르테 와서 군중탕에 꼭바탕 세도 꼭바탕 세게티온도 신에 묘몽 가상아서 동화대 당 동화 교대달에 자외게 꼭바 스나 야나 타르바 스나 오디기 띠띵 거로와 보다 꼭바탕 남니 세네 꼭바탕 남대니 남정초 군대시 세오분이야 군대시 대치 거래
So here then when it comes to these kinds of two elements of the origin of suffering are the causes of the truth of suffering, which is referred to as the truth of the origin, we can refer to those as karma and the afflictions. And these are referred to as the kind of side of the thoroughly afflicted. We have those kinds of causes that lead to suffering, and we call that the side, like the causality of the thoroughly afflicted, as in when we engage in karma and the afflictions, it's going to lead to a suffering result. And now here, continuing into the truth of cessation and the truth of the path, this is like the cessation of our suffering, that state of liberation is in turn brought about by the cause of the true paths. And thereby, this is the side that is thoroughly purified, we could say, the thoroughly purified cause and effect, and those that are thoroughly afflicted.
What the day, Taji Kopati and Lamniti, Kendis Yungri, Sesona, Tambutunga Sherry, Nibola Kunjun Temba Sherry, Tanda Dine Sumbol Cocktail and Shibola Lamte Tuxi, Karchen, Shevayana, Kuni, Tamani with Kendis Yunguina, Samlo Kora Imbayana, Tashini, Tila Warta, Tambong Aranzola to some town do, Tungaji, Gantayon do. 당부하고 해야 돼. 동화하고 동화도 맨 정말 용대요. 정말 용. 동화 원신 바이나 랍투바 이나라 랍모투바 이바이나 니 용대고로 배 동화 용대요. 동화도 용대요. 동화 대당 자들로 지고 그랬다. 동화대 자로 지나 자로 지나 삼. 어디 자로 지나 자로 지나 삼내기 삼도 고고 그랬대. 인도 니 정말 하고 고고요. 인도 당부 동화 때만 송시야. 좀 된대. 당부 동화 때만 시야. 되게 다들 정말 이런데 다 다들기나 다들기만 좀 이제 책임 말아와 책임 매워 이런데 다 다야 탑시 가오르서는 뒤집을로라 규딘데 주오르다 규딘데 주오르다 규디 타워 세오르스 규디 아니 뉴몬백군 레지군 중단 뉴몬백군 중디 규디 타워 세오르스 이런데 다고 규디에 다야 유미 삼로 땅망보 땅데 다 거기 신의 담이 된다 땅 다 직 다르발라 소바테족이 삼로통이라 따직 규 내지군 먹이 타마타마 머리빠 내지는 몸바 머리빠당 태고난이라 몸바 머리빠띠 디나네 태고난이라 몸바 머리빠띠기 뭐니 머리빠띠 짐바는 신지유나 맨안 삼 제바세운두 아니 머리빠띠 짐바는 신지 매바세띠 사고용두 오다 뭐니 직 자야주여사리 삼니 삼로코용두 아니 좀 내대 신에 딘데치 삼로코에 내가 무슨 퇴주 유호르다 꼭대에서 유호르다 자야 유호리 아니 내지 군중 가자 동아 땅 군중 정말 자백에 곡대세 요르다 남성 디텐샤르다 신의 곡대세 독스때 말이다 곡대세나 마세나 급독세나 다르바 잡으래 오다 때리
So here, looking at the four truths, why is it that they are explained in this way? First explaining suffering and then the origin of suffering, followed by explaining the truth of cessation and the true paths that lead to that. What is the reason for explaining in this particular order? Well, the Buddha taught the four noble truths, these four truths in this order for a particular reasoning. That is because when we are experiencing some kind of suffering, whether we are able to articulate exactly what that suffering is, we're going through that, right? And so when we are able to identify that we are in a suffering kind of a situation, first he taught the truth of suffering, right? For us to be able to see the kind of situation in which we are in. And then we have to ask, well, how is it that we can be, is this something that is sort of permanent or eternal, or is there a cause that leads to this? And when we have an understanding of causality, we can see, well, this is something that has a cause. There is an origin to our suffering. And so thereby he taught next the truth of the origin of suffering. And then we have the question, well, is this something that we can become freed of? Is it possible to, through removing the cause, actually attain a cessation or the state of liberation, remove, have a separation from that suffering? Well, then from there, he teaches about selflessness and emptiness, recognizing again, based upon identifying the root cause of our suffering as being this ignorance with respect to suchness or this ignorance with respect to a self, he teaches then that there is something that is able to remove that most fundamental cause, and thereby we can attain a kind of freedom from suffering, whether we call this liberation or give it another name, the truth of cessation. The Buddha then taught true cessations as in it is possible to attain a kind of separation from our suffering.
What is the Gotesig at the town of Kendrick Sena, Gotesig at the Topson, Nakuran, then Devayore, Sumorota, Nyamombat and Legion, Sama Pantana, and Nakuran, then Devayore, that the Gotte, the Dingy Payore, see, and then Jumte the Payson do, and Goko Top de Loshibo, G. Now Goko Top de Lojavacina. Top two like you some day, and it got dead top to Gumara. Down got dead to what a caracore, and the corvaletta, you nijun quarry. And you get dangzigi, cut him, and it damig a lot of concrete. On a tesu, ya, comic, 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 china, and you lamde, lam moriture, denea, ya, ya, comic, china, lamdega moriture, lamde morituna, bed the consul mevaso egg, than Nazar Masson, bed the mevaso egg, me, yakshu, munye. 파제면은 코 줄이 끼웠당 뉴몽 바신 레레레 파가 조에게 아니 람데 줄이 끼그래서 어디 도송도 신에 람데 때 단 람데 때 군대 야고 재발 때네 아니 공바 재발 때네 네 신에 고대도 도구요 임바인데 아니 군이 남장 조지 네 즉 가서 그 준대에 선바지 세월에 다디 고대디 제부 말한도 문에 줄에 끼에베게 계획에 대부로에서는 말에 줄을 때네 토베 대부로에 콜라 토베 대부스다 그래 마도 줄에 계획에 대부 말에 계획이나 그랑 뒤제인 거로와 그랑 거대 그랑 뒤제 말에 어 뒤제 마윤도 아니 대부 딱 봐왔어야 되래 한번 들려고 그래
So here, the true cessation that is taught third is showing us that if we remove completely the karma and afflictions that are the cause of our suffering, we can attain a cessation, a freedom from that. But just having a wish to obtain that alone is not sufficient. We actually have to make an effort at the proper kind of causes in order to then be able to attain such a state of liberation, a state of freedom from our karma and afflictions. And so here, then, it teaches, the Buddha taught the truth of the path, or true paths. So we need to have a sense of renunciation, right, of wanting to get out of our situation of suffering, but then we also need to develop an understanding of selflessness, of emptiness, that actually serves to counteract that fundamental ignorance. And it is by developing that, by habituating our minds to that understanding of selflessness, that eventually we are able to remove that from the root. And when we meditate meditate on that well, or habituate us and habituated to the level in which we give rise to true paths within our own continuum, then we have the ability to obtain this cessation. And so here, this is the side of purification, in that it is teaching the causality that leads to a cessation from our suffering. Now here, when it comes to the kind of cause and effect relationship of true paths and true cessations, it isn't as though a true cessation is the result of developing the true paths, in the sense that true paths are something that is conditioned, right, or compounded based upon and the cessation that is obtained is something that is unconditioned. It is a kind of permanent effect, right? It is something that we obtain in the sense that by removing all of the causes of our suffering, we attain a cessation of freedom from that, but it isn't the result in the sense of it being something compounded that arises from compounded causes. So here, as it occurs in this verse, by seeing dependent origination, one then sees these four noble truths, in the sense of by understanding well causal dependent origination, first with respect to external things and then turning that inward to our own kind of inner experiences, we can come to understand these two sets of causal relationships, that of the side of thorough affliction and that of the side of thorough purification, the true paths that lead to a true kind of cessation. So here, that's one way of understanding this verse, that the one who sees the causal dependent origination is able to see then those four truths in those two sets of cause and result. And we can also understand this in the sense of one who sees dependent origination as in the mode of abiding of phenomena, they will come to understand, again, that whole process of samsara, as well as the antidote that ends that. So seeing the kind of ultimate nature of things or the way that things are also leads us to see the Four Noble Truths. So here, I'm done, just kidding, we're not done for today. But here, this kind of process of the Four Noble Truths is taught as something that is extremely important, right? This is really contains all of the Buddha's teachings within those Four Noble Truths, and is something that is repeatedly taught and is very important. And so related to that, I wanted to today touch on sometimes called the Wheel of Life, for the Wheel of Existence, and talk a little bit about causality in terms of that. And we have that in the foyer there, but if people wanted to pull up on their phones, even to look at a picture of the Wheel of Existence, that might be helpful as well. But this is what I wanted to talk about a little bit. We can see like the whole world on our phone, right? I mean, we can pull up whatever we want, but also the Wheel of Life.
Mm. 좀 내가 진다 다 진다 차가지 자고 속세님부 자고 속세님부 아니 요 창조라 신 창조 자가 창조 지금 신 자부 우 자부 우다야나 세조와 어디 초가 자가 땅 아디 신다 지 대두는 자가 신다 지고로 건조 딜라트로체네 디기 농부 디기 니 자부 우다야나 세게 자부 속세님부랑 안봐 항상 안 봐야 하고 시제 임버다 땅 안봐 야구 시오지 재현되기 다 중마 디 삽대는 안 봐지 재고 오라 땅안 봐지 재고 디 딜레 야가지 재고 오라 다 딜레 야가지 재라 다 삼로 땅땅 재현되 안 봐지 레비오 말해 마라 인디 아니 좀 대대기 고랑 다 진다 소나도 다좀 대대 대파요래 좀 대대라 쉬네 야구 이길 삼네 야부 수제님 좀 대대라 아니 쉬래 내조된데 쉬마 안 봐지 재고도 가르쳐 그러세요. 어디다 씹어 콜로 띠또 스티당 참아 좀 대대 공랑 띠단 띠 차고 챈 띠데 티슈스 니 티유디 아니 콜라 체스 띠 아니 띠좀 대대 송은 당시 티 티니 아니 갸부 속지 갸부 오타이나라 코랑 넘바티 띠다 넘바티 띠요 띠다 리모티를 따 리모티 근데 근데 맞다 온다 그것도 리모고 와라 얘기요래 아니 리모티 코라짝당도 다스당도 아니 고양 미지당 레게 타바 어제 인지로와 아니 대시에 대시에 하고 는 코들 삼당당당 제네게 코 딜렛데네 박벨 남토이 그래 고랑 박벨 남토이 박벨 남토디 코 강아 상마상 살아 왔다 박벨 남토소나 강아 상마상으로 와 임바인디 고랑 안 봐야 시 딜레 야가다 고랑 안 봐야 가라래다 인디 디 시바콜로테 시보티 개침브레스 초 지네 좀 내야 되게 내 공바 망보시 뒤도 있고 공바 망보시 상으로 왔다 공바 소소 공배 치료라야 시버콜로티 치료주고 치료주고 맛에 치료네 미용게라 제시자게 미직샤 어딘데 신이 개신 보시고 지니 어디스 시버콜로티 중월에 당보 대충단
So, here, just to give a little bit of history of how this wheel of life or wheel of existence came about during the time of the Buddha. The Buddha had a patron who was named King Bimbisara. And King Bimbisara, at one point, went to another sort of country, it would have been. I mean, these now we would look at as sort of being different states. But he went to another kingdom, that of King Udayana. And there, this king gave King Bimbisara a really incredibly precious gift, some sort of gift that was like absolutely amazing. And so King Bimbisara was like thinking, well, I need to give something in return. I need to give something that's even better, right? I need to reciprocate this gift with something that is superior to that. And so he searched around but couldn't find anything that seemed like it was a better gift to give in return. And so, being that he was a kind of patron of the Buddha, he decided to ask the Buddha for advice about what to give in return for this incredible gift that he had received from this other king. And so, the Buddha then suggested that he give this diagram or sort of drawing of a painting of the wheel of life, all of the various sort of circles describing what it is that should be put in each of those and so forth. And it was then what King Bimbisara gave to King Udayana. And it was on the basis, I mean, King Udayana must have had some kind of pure karma to a certain extent, because then seeing this diagram and the kind of representations of the way in which we cycle throughout existence, he was actually able to, on that basis, become an Arya. And so he gave rise to these great realizations. And so therefore it ended up being a better gift, right? It wasn't just something material, but rather was something that generated realizations. And so that's part of why it is seen as something that's so important, right? It represents this kind of precious gift that is able to give realizations. And it's also something that has been seen as important to put particularly at the entryways of temples and holy places. There's generally, as we have here, a drawing of the Wheel of Life at the entryway. And it used to be said too that there should be someone there to be able to describe it to people who are coming in and explain this diagram.
양규 카티네 가르레오도서나 아니 루실레도와 오다 루딜레온데 야 디목을 때네 대고나니라 뭐 머리 바탕 되자니 갈 때네 아니 시당 용구요 같아 오두스다 뉴몸에 근중된 바 쓰겠지 뉴몸에 근중된 바 쓰고 두스 뭐 쩨버래
So here you can look at this on your phone if you're able to, just to because it's got quite a lot going on. So in general, there is this kind of wheel. There's this circular diagram, and it's symbolizing the fact that we revolve within samsara. We're sort of revolving, going around and around. And what it is that drives that circular motion, that circling, is then at the center of the diagram. We see these three animals, and there is a pig representing ignorance, this kind of ignorance of suchness, of the way that things are, and ignorance regarding karma, cause and effect. And that's the sort of root of then the other afflictions that are symbolized in the mouth of the pig. Generally coming out of that is a bird, which represents our attachment. And so that kind of attachment, in addition to this ignorance regarding suchness and ignorance regarding karma, cause and effect, in turn leads to anger, and that anger or hatred is represented by a snake, also kind of coming out of the mouth, representing that it is ignorance that then gives rise to these other various afflictions, which in turn drive that wheel of samsara. And so this is getting at the kind of the origin of our suffering or our cycling within samsara.
That day, new Momakun Jun Timbati, that new Momakun Jun Timbati Latene, Takarium Gurus, Legat Yungurat, Legat. Legat Yungu, Yana, new Momakun Jun Timbati Latene, Lega Yaga, Gavare, Yana, Legatua, Mikiore, what a tiny, tak, Yakshut of Soro, Yakshut to shoot over, that digi, new Momakun Jun Timbalatene, that jiggy, Gavayam, my Mikio, my embe. Numatin ke kewe lete ke sunyo mare roa digi. Inanta digi suju chore da jigla, kapuchi tidua, jigla, nakuchi tidua, tundes, kapuchi ta, nakuchi tidua, jetan, yumo gunjun tembalatene, lega, yako, imbayena, dita de la kapuchi shar. Lega duja, ta miguo sagasina, dita de la tsunjitila, miguo tsunjitila, nakuti chir, and tus chishar.
So there at the center then represents the truth of the origin of our suffering, the afflictions as the origin. And then we have as well the kind of origin that is our karma, right? So outside of the central circle then, there is another circle that in general is representative again. When we do good actions, again, that's based upon our ignorance and our various afflictions, but we engage in positive actions, then there are going to be positive results to that. If we engage in bad actions, there will be negative results. And here it isn't explicitly depicted, but there are also those kinds of neutral or invariable actions that can lead to birth in the higher realms. But then, so outside of the inner circle, there is a kind of a circle that has to the one side white, representing the kind of positive results, positive actions, sins that we engage in. And then the other side being black, representing those kinds of negative actions. And so here it's really saying if we do good things, do good actions, we will have good results. And if we do bad actions, we will have bad results. And so these two inner circles in turn represent the origin of the afflictions and then karma. So here, then, again, representing the kind of bad actions driven by afflictions, we then have bad results. And those bad results are really the three realms, the three lower realms. And so often the black is on the one side, but actually the realms in which one can be born are sort of below, beneath, because they are the lower realms. And they are depicted there then as usually in the center sort of lower area is the hell realms for those kinds of beings who have done the most egregious kinds of non-virtuous actions. They will take rebirth in the hell realms. And then to the right of that is generally depicted the realm of hungry ghosts. If one has done a slightly lesser kind of non-virtue, that will lead to rebirth as a hungry ghost. And then to the left side of that is generally depicted the animal realm. And so one who has done an even sort of slightly lesser non-virtue could take rebirth within the animal realm. And so those are the three lower realms.
That in a capotilla tene, callegoto, sendu, gang, gang, yigitilla, sata was tidual, de tati, dine, chochigla, lamaiti, chochine, ni mig, around the door at his old tidua, or the tion dugi, the le capo, yapshu, dingizilla so what is so, yakochunchi and the sagatezo, nyomumagunjun temple tene laurta, nyomumagunjun temple tene, ya, and so dingizia.
So there, the kind of circle with the black and the white is representing the karma origin, true origins of karma. And again, the innermost circle representing that of afflictions. And then the circle outside of that karmic circle is then representing the truth of suffering by depicting the various realms in which we might be born. So here, again, in the lower realms we've already talked about, but then for the upper realms, again, this is based upon our ignorance. We engage in various actions. Now, they're white actions or positive actions that lead us to a good rebirth. So in the sort of center above the main circle is then depicting the realm of gods or devas. And then to the right of that is generally the asuras or the demigods. And then to the left of that is the realm of humans. And so if based upon our ignorance, we engage in various positive actions, including particularly developing our meditative stabilization, then we create the karma to be reborn as a god or as a deva in that higher realm. And then slightly below that, still having done positive actions can lead us to a rebirth as a demigod. And then primarily based upon the kind of actions of abandoning the 10 non-virtues, again, we're still driven by our various afflictions and our ignorance, we take a rebirth as a human. So those then represent that truth of suffering as in the six realms in which we can possibly take birth due to the origins of karma and the afflictions. So then the outer most circle on the wheel of life then really depicts in more detail the kind of process by which one actually takes a rebirth within samsara. So although the kind of inner circles have described the basic sort of idea of our afflictions then driving our actions, which in turn lead us to take rebirth within one of those six realms, the outer circle really describes that in more detail, one could say, the sort of actual causes and results that in the 12 links of dependent origination that create this cycle of renewed birth. And so here, among the 12 links of dependent origination, we might not be able to get into a detailed kind of explanation of this as it would take a while, but they're generally presented as being six causes and six results. So here, the six causes refer to ignorance, and then the second link of our formative actions, and then consciousness, the causal consciousness, as well as a craving, clinging, and existence or renewed existence. And then the six links that are results refer to name and form, the six sources, contact, feeling, birth, and aging and death. And so here, this process from which we go from the initial cause of ignorance all the way through aging and death represents the kind of links the cycle by which we take rebirth.
What a dig in your monchoa jig, Junjay Samanute, Yukunjun Tembatan, Debutunga, say, what a tea nalone to stay. Tati corrupted in the stand, Nishine, the corrupted guy, but told you. The corral toyet of Yore, Corre, Yore, Tarba Yore, Cocte Yore, said you, Pipejo, the Chorchilla, Jumdete, Cha and Jani, Tawachilla and Cha Jang Shudua.
So then this whole wheel represents the kind of truth of suffering and the truth of the origin of suffering, the kind of causes that lead us to take a rebirth within samsara. And so while that circle sort of describes the entire process of a cyclic existence and the kind of suffering that we endure within that, then the question arises, well, is there a way to get out of that? Is there a freedom from that kind of suffering cycle? And so here then this appears outside of that wheel of existence. We see, when we're facing it to the right-hand side, generally, there is the Buddha standing outside of that cycle of existence, and he's pointing, sort of has his right arm outstretched, pointing at, on the other side, this kind of white, bright moon in a sky free of clouds, which is, he is pointing the way to liberation, to a freedom from that cycle of existence. And so here, this is showing that liberation doesn't occur within that cycle, right? It's something that is entirely out of that, as the Buddha is pointing the way to that state of liberation. So there, the Buddha standing, pointing the way with his arm toward that moon represents then liberation, the true cessation that one can achieve. Now here, the sort of wheel itself represents the true suffering and the origin of suffering. And so then where does the truth of the path come? Well, it is in these two verses or eight lines that generally accompany depiction of the wheel of existence. And so it says, practicing this and abandoning that, enter into the teaching of the Buddha, like an elephant in a thatch house, destroy the forces of the Lord of Death. Those who, with thorough conscientiousness, practice this disciplinary doctrine will forsake the wheel of birth, bringing dukkha or suffering to an end. And so here, these eight lines then represent the kind of the true paths, what it is that we need to practice in order to attain a cessation. And so beginning, the first words say like starting this or practicing this, and really that represents our need to engage with diligence towards that which is a virtue. By doing those actions which are virtuous, we are able to get rid of the negative, the kind of suffering that occurs, which comes in the second half of that line, which says abandoning that, so abandoning our negativities through the pursuit of virtue.
Dani kama chunga ti le tsasha di chuk tinge te se chap to chiwa ten tangi imbe nga chen ngarang samna ta she mong pa chas ma to chikje te ten ta tung tung shiya na ten song ani de wakaya na chik song lo chi.
So here we've reached 7:45, so I'm going to leave it up to you all. Would you like to ask questions, or should I give the remaining commentary, a sort of brief commentary to these verses? What would you like? So here again, the first line then says, practicing this and abandoning that, meaning that if one engages in virtuous actions, makes an effort towards virtue, you can abandon karma and the afflictions, which are the origin of your suffering. And so therefore, well, how do you do that? Or what is it that is virtuous? Well, really it is the teachings of the Buddha. So one needs to enter into the teaching of the Buddha, as in train in the three trainings of ethical conduct, meditative concentration, and wisdom. That is the means by which one is then able to abandon that, as an abandon suffering and its origins. And so then in the second half of this verse is given an example. It says, like an elephant in a thatch house, destroy the forces of the Lord of Death. So something that's sort of a thatched house is something that an elephant could easily destroy, right? It's something that's really powerful. And so in the same way, by developing those practices, we have the ability to overcome. And here it says the Lord of Death. And this can be related to, we generally talk about the four Maras, or the four sort of demons, the four forces that one overcomes. And those are the Mara of Death, the Mara of the afflictions, the Mara of the aggregates, and the Mara of the Son of God, the sort of, that's the fourth of those.
오디직대직 따디네 가르스나 강식랍도 바이웹에 세운두기 다 강사 강양롱의 시기 세월과 바이웹에 세운두기 응한기 공라시에베 라바수부텔라페 룽아 예수님께 바이웹단된베 권내게 강식랍도 바이웹에 깨워지치나 강식랍도 바이웹에 아니게 최두안의 시에베가 주림질 라바 아니 도대 대눈의 시에베 띵기질 라바 네게 몸베데 눈네셰베 셰랍게 라바테졸라 추두딜라 쮸쮸르바스 추 두아네셰발라 소바오데 두 신냠네 쮸쮸나스 추두딜라 쮸쮸르 게베 코로와 라빵스데 디 텐조 약보 쮸소나 아니 코로와라 게그 림바티 넨돌라 게그 림바 덴돌라 레다 뇨몽바몽 덴돌라 게그 림바티 쮸 게베 코로와티 빵투그레스 디 빵투소나 동아 타마 쮸브르 쮸르스데 디네 숭디 아니 동아라 남양 용금 말에 동화 충우지게 용금 말에 동화 다 뒤티네 손데 동화 마용이도 동화 티네 각바이도 동화 타마디 아니 동화 타마 중 가사 간식이라도 줘도 되나 깨고 동화 타마 중으로 줘서 오다 디 타마디 내 대체서 동화 빵투래 텐데 테펠라 동화 용금 말에 송 어디 송고라다 동화 타마 타마 제버교로 세워.
So here then in the second verse, it says, those who with thorough conscientiousness practice this disciplinary doctrine will forsake the wheel of birth, bringing dukkha or suffering to an end. So here, those who with thorough conscientiousness, as we were talking about earlier, having conscientiousness, being aware of the actions of our body, speech, and mind, and with that kind of thorough conscientiousness, then engaging in this disciplinary doctrine, one could say, but this is really referring to the three trainings, the kind of training of ethical conduct that appears in the Vinaya scriptures, the training in meditative concentration that we see in the sutras, and the training in wisdom as it is presented in the Abhidharma, or higher knowledge. It is through then having the practice of those three that one will forsake the wheel of birth. One will no longer take birth due to karma and the afflictions, whether that is taking a higher rebirth due to our afflictions that lead us to do positive actions, or whether it's taking a lower rebirth due to our afflictions and the non-virtue leading to such a result, we can get to a place where we bring dukkha or suffering, this true suffering to an end, a place where there is no suffering whatsoever, not even the slightest suffering. And so this is the kind of presentation of the true
truth of the path. What the dig gang at our tetang, walk it, six in your tender, Namjang Chuagi, Gundag Sambasikuta, the two stengore, walk the lamde sunjere, Dinan and Lamango tengua, than lamde what in the lamde sunjere, what that tundak, lang a carasina machine, and aransu, Gundag, tendi, doa, Gundag, tendi, tila, Yiji Yako, Stesuna, that digi at the Tapsi Yaksu, Chilogi, Aransu, Kadu Yina. Nyaman yin rig tola ya, jun jay ke tende mangpo chimi ki tong, 암적 니 두비에 대줄라 균데 된데 약고 제하 그거 두나 디 미가 마동한테 소 신에 균제 대소 자르니 삼다야레 디 질로 디 녜바 약고 진니 소나 신에 나로라 녜바 녜 탑셰시오레 진에 디 녜바 녜 소나 칼리칼레 타 레 균데레 이지 셀레 그래 타 레 균데레 이지 셀레 약고 레 소나 타 쳬치에 고 딱다 초토레 디 나 균제 녜바 디 약고 마니나 타 내 준대라 이지기기 말에 네 기왕하실라 이질레기 말에 다 대주 말레바이나 네 미치 드랑게 돌아 아니 티키 산노치 직 통나시 마도베게 최근에 지기는 다 가서 거래티 텐데스 용구요 말에 다 조인디 엠베게게 내 칠로 준대들은 예바야고 니에서 아니 신의 삼나타야레 팀말람나이 당한주이 아 최 지기 지기 시선나 칸에 시에바 낭신기 에네 셈낭네 자자자탐 세토고 말에 오다 디케 체슈츠레 네 좀데데게 아 최숭의 고랑 규단 데뷔토네 레 마도베 아니 미 좋아 시엔지키 잡 시엔지키 아 난직 텐데게 수요 텐데게 말에스 군제랑 때네 총레 서보티 송레 대송하는 신치 땅한주 망보치다도 선 예반이거요라 이나 미끼 만통에 대주 대주래요도 신다 갈래카고로와 미끼 만동 암조게 책 마고 제제래데 신에 강아태고로와 어다디 땅한주 섭섭치래 아니 대참대시이 아니 미치기 제와치 땅나도 대주도
So here then, in terms of this depiction of the wheel of existence, this verse, these two verses that come underneath generally represent the truth of the path. And then again, the Buddha pointing toward the moon represents true cessations. And it is through practicing those elements that are described in these two verses on the true path that lead us to be able to actualize a true cessation. And so here, if we have a kind of belief in cause and effect, and really, this comes from first examining external things, right? The things that we can see and hear and so forth. We see that they are based upon various causes. And when we gain a certainty in causality with respect to external phenomena, we can then turn that inward and look at the things that we can't see directly, that we can't know through our sense powers, and begin to apply that kind of understanding of causality to our inner experiences. And so then once we have a kind of attentiveness to causality, what sort of cause leads to what sort of effect, then we can gain a certainty in karma, cause and effect. But here, if we don't really have a strong belief in karma, cause and effect, then we're not going to have a real belief in past and future lives. And if we don't have certainty about that, really, even if we say we are doing the Dharma or we are practicing the Dharma, it doesn't really become Dharma practice. If it's something that is just for this life and isn't going beyond what we can see, then it isn't really a practice of the Dharma. And so we might be talking about it as if like, oh yeah, I'm doing the Dharma. But if we don't have that kind of real certainty about this, particularly about karma, cause and effect, and this kind of internal working of causality, then our practice really won't be genuine. It's not as though in Buddhism there is like some other being who gives you your experiences or some kind of creator or someone that's going to generate realizations for you, but it is really based upon an understanding of causality that we take up for ourselves that we are then able to engage in these practices and develop and so forth. And so here it's really important for us to generate this kind of certainty, again, first based upon observing external things, but then turning that inward and understanding inner causality and really being careful with respect to the things that we can't necessarily see, but we understand the kind of causal relationships with respect to our actions and their results. So what I would encourage you all to be careful with respect to that. And we will leave it there. If there's someone who has maybe one question we still have time for.
Anda cik sepakuluk tesehati, kerana tu lah nang bersih itu tesehati, jagro cisiya yena, nang bersih cinta macam na sepakuluk tetena, oh tindir reta nang bersih mana, oh tindir resil labat tu cuma, oda kod mikir tonya yoro, begitu semudah tan, dia aku yore.
So having a little bit of understanding of the wheel of life is something that is helpful. If someone asks about like, well, what is this? You will be able now to give them an explanation that really encompasses the Buddha's teachings. And it's kind of easy to give an explanation because there are these representations, these pictures that sort of diagram for us all of that. But I think it's useful to know. Yes. So that's the Lord of Death, and he didn't explain that out of fear you guys would be afraid or sort of, you know, upset us, but... It wasn't really that he thought we'd be afraid. He just forgot. So thank you for the reminder. Because really, all of the sort of births that we take, our karma and our actions come to an end, right? Everything that is conditioned will perish. And so Yama, or the Lord of Death, holding that wheel is representing impermanence and the fact that all things will perish. So that's kind of what that is symbolic of.
Oh yeah, Tochina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gulekasuta ngete se changyang jete.
I'm probably tired. I just gave all this explanation, so.
Oh yeah.
Sa shi pe.
Yen ge yen jo ye ji ye me ye yen do. Dhamma ye ri ye rama ye li ye ji ye ye ne ye 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 ba ye ye.